Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Ben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello, Ben.
Oh,
hey, Ben.
Doing great, doing great. Good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Let me just.
I get a lot of people calling to say my company name's not showing up on Google like it should.
Oh, that's what they're saying? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, now let me go ahead and just pull up your account. Let me see how we're doing so far. How have things been this last month, Randall?
Well, I got one call, but I got a couple calls, but they didn't get back. They never reached out. One guy had a house, but he said he had a firewall and needed to get done and get it inspected. So, you know, I didn't go up and look at it because anytime you get something like that, he wants me to build a firewall. His drywall contractor couldn't get to it, and then I do the firewall, and then he gets another contractor to come in and do the wall.
I see.
So, okay. I didn't mess with that one there. But, you know, I got a couple calls about work, but I couldn't get them. I don't get many calls.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha, gotcha.
I don't know what I'm going to do about that answer service number on there. That number, when you call that number, it automatically goes straight to this phone here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Uh-huh.
They have to follow a couple of prompts to do that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Good that you bring it up. Let me say this, Randall. I mean, at the end of the day, I understand what you're saying. That's, you know, things that competitors usually say, trying to gain business. At the end of the day, you know, when they say that it's not coming up on Google, they found it on Google, right? It's just, you know, a misinformation that is being spread out there. And in regards to the call tracking number, you know, the main reason we have those prompts is to help you with spam calls. You know, many of online, they use robocalls, right? They just put your number on file and they just have the computer calling all day. So usually that's like a little filter that ensures that it's a human, right? They need to press 1 or press 2. If they don't press any of that, it stays in the loop. I understand that some of them do get through, right? Some spam calls do get through, but there's a ton more that are being caught with that system, right? So, you know, that's why I bring that up.
Okay, well. Maybe it's just slow right now. I haven't been getting no calls, but.
Well, I'm looking at the performance right now on where we're at. I'm going to send you a little text message because currently in Spring Hill with this new review, we're coming upwards, right? We are, you're number 6 in the area right now. You're above quality ceiling refinishing, for example. They have 800 reviews, right? You're still above them, right? In Spring Hill as well. However, you know, as you know, like we had talked about, there's different platforms or different sections within Google, you know, that we could definitely use. Let me take a look.
I'm sure to pick up, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's nothing we can get. Yeah. So we'll wait a while. We'll wait about a month, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I could recommend, you know, in case we want to, you know, expedite everything, is Google Ads, right? If you want to put some money on ads, that, of course, is going to be proactively showing the business. Mm-hmm.
Google Ads?
Yeah, let me just send you the example, right? Because, you know, like we said, other businesses are using it, right? It's a section, even Angie's. Pays Google to show up above the map, right? Because on the map, you have a good ranking, right? But like we said, on Google, if I searched drywall in Spring Hill, right, this ad comes up, right? So with the Google ads, we basically create ads that are similar to this. I'm going to send you an example of the ones we had, but since we haven't activated them in a while, you know, that's definitely something that we can use to expedite the
traffic. Testing some things that I can do to increase my business or something, you know what I'm saying? Just testing to them and I'll look over them and see what the cost is on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I can go ahead and just send you, you know, more or less what we can do for the Google Apps. You know, you've been a client of ours, we can do it at anything starting at $100. Google does charge $10 a day. I'll send you some examples on what we had running for you.
Okay, sounds
and
good, Ben.
We can check that out, okay?
Thank you, Ben.
No problem. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. You have a good weekend.
Oh, likewise. I'll send this out to Optimizer in the meantime, all right? You have a good day.
Thank you, Ben. You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.